Mike Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Johnson. Can you hear him okay, Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, I have him too.
Can you hear Mr. McGay okay?
Mr. McGay, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, sir, can.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair this morning, okay?
Okay.
So also with us, although you can't see him, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, Mr. Begay?
Yes.
All right, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you, at your own expense, did you hire an attorney or did you, are you representing yourself today?
No, I just came to speak on my own behalf.
Okay, so you'll be representing yourself this morning, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir. I do. Mr. McGay, you have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read that allegation to you because your hearing will be conducted in two phases. The first phase is going to determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision were violated. The second phase is going to be to determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the allegation of the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A as demonstrated by your act of engaging, the act of changing your place of residence at Church on the Street located at 3210 Northwest Grand Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about December 20th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus you are absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Begay, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, as we go over some information and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On June 17, 2017, Mr. McGay was released from DOC. He was arrested February 20th, 2018 by Winslow PD on a new misdemeanor charge of shoplifting. He was back in DOC custody February 28th, 2018 with an adjusted CACD of August 18th, 2018, which reflects 62 outstandings. Current conviction, 2015, theft means of transportation, 3 years. 2015, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2009 for aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his second term at DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no STG or gang information noted. He has a prior term of supervision in 2009, TIS release completion 1 month. Disciplinary violations are minimal with threats noted. Other arrest, 2000 aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2009, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2011, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4B5. The upstairs of charges from Senior Professor Rich, dated March 21st, 2018, that states the offender was found guilty on misdemeanor shoplifting charges on February 26, 2018.
And no sentence, sir.
Well,
we
got a problem.
Ma'am, Ma'am, what were you saying?
He was having a problem hearing, reading at the time.
Okay, Mr. Westbrook, he had a problem hearing what you were reading. Could you just go back over that one more time? Which part? Did he have a hard time with all of it or part of it?
Like, around 2011.
Oh. 2011, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk order is a G4V5. Status of charges received from Senior Prosecutor Rich, dated March 21st, 2018. State the offender was found guilty on misdemeanor shoplifting charges on February 26, 2018. There was just a disposition, but no sentence.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. All right, sir, I'm going to go over some information with you. I see that when you were released on October 17th, you were released from the state prison west with the approved placement at Church on the Street located at 3010 Northwest Graham Avenue. You were discharged because you left the program and never returned. So why'd you leave the program?
Because I was having difficulty with my roommates, and I felt like a physical altercation was going to happen, and I didn't want that to happen, so it was the holidays, so I just made a split-second decision just to leave.
So, sir, when you left, why didn't you contact your PO? It said that you were going to all your programs that were required at Church on the Street, sir, but you did not complete the program because you left. So what kind of problems were there in there? I mean, we don't want you to have any, certainly glad you didn't have any altercation, but, you know, if you would have contacted your PO could have worked with you, so probably to prevent this type of situation from occurring. What were you doing for those days that you were an absconder? So you were an absconder for 62 days. What were you doing during that period of time? Where'd you go?
I came back to over here to Winslow, and I stayed with a couple of people that I know, and I'm not gonna lie, I drank a couple of days, and that's about it.
Okay, so he was doing, it looks like you were out for couple of months before you left Church on the Street. So you were out for 2 months, you were doing well, then you left Church on the Street, went back to Winslow, started drinking, and where are you living at, sir? Because you got arrested for shoplifting.
I was staying on the streets.
You were just staying on the streets, and that was better than staying at Church on the Streets?
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Does the board have any additional questions? All right, Mr. Begay, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. Prior to going into discussing as we come up on the conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
I would like to say that it took me a long time to get to this position I am in my life right now. And I know I failed a lot, and I practiced making the wrong decisions. And when I caught discharge, I noticed I needed to change my life. So it would be a miracle if I just changed right then. But as I go along and try to do good, I know it's going to take practice for me. And I know failures are going to go along the way as I am here right now. I just want to say for myself, I am practicing making the right decisions when the opportunity is there, and I am trying to change, and it's going to take practice, and it's going to take years, like it took years for me to get this far to notice, and that's what I would like to say for myself.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Begay. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Mr. Begay, we're going to ask you to stay on the phone. so that you can hear the discussion taking place on the board. Then we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, and we'll get back to you with that decision. It may appear as though we're talking to you, Mr. Begay, but we're only going to be talking amongst ourselves. So please stay on the line and remain silent, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. The board is now into discussing, and Mr. Begay says he's finally ready to turn that corner and get himself together. However, he was out. Looks like he did well for 2 months. He had 2 new A's, which were both negative. While he was at Church on the Street, he said he had a problem with some of the residents at Church on the Streets and thought it was going to get violent, so he went back to Winslow, was standing on the street, hanging out with some friends, and he started back to, or he relapsed back into drinking, and he was arrested by the Winslow Police Department for shoplifting. He was an absconder for 62 days that he was out there, and he just said that he didn't contact his PO because he was just afraid of his PO. However, if he would have contacted the PO, it probably would have resulted in not having this this problem that he's having now of being reincarcerated. However, he will be released on August 18th of 2018. I think he says that he's ready to turn the corner if he is started attending some AA, start putting the program together so that when he gets released, they have a better plan and that he won't get in any trouble and hopefully not have any negative contact with law enforcement. However, because of the 62 days of being an absconder, not making any effort to work with the contact his PO, I do not see Mr. Begay as being a good candidate for community supervision at this time. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Gray found that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. He had lapses in the criminal ways of company, as he was an absconder for 62 days and had relapse into the use of alcohol.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Begay?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, if you're about ready to turn that corner, sir, if you can get involved in some AA, NA classes while you're there, any alcohol or drug-related classes while you're there, and then put yourself together a plan so that when you're released on August 18th of 2018, you have a plan, sir, so that when you get out, you won't have to have any negative contact with law enforcement again, sir, and you won't have the opportunity to come back before this board again, sir. I do want to thank you, Mr. Begay, for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. However, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, Mr. Begay.
An
officer?